This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. You can sit in until you get back.
You're live, bro.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the live Monday night edition.
Happy 420, everybody.
Indeed, happy 420, everybody. As you know, it is, well, at least on 420, the time, on 420 of 420 2020, there were 420s.
It's true.
It's true.
There were. And there were about 20 people to observe it. And it went unobserved.
I'm sure
that a lot of people were observing 420 at home, but wow, I do the annual rally here, and I've been doing it for 10 years, and usually, you know, there's you know, between 100 and hundreds of people there, depending on how incapacitated I've been. There was like 20 people there today. I basically just did the opening thing and shut up because there weren't enough people to run my mouth to.
That's awesome.
But it was, yeah. Well, you know, and I kind of expected that. I've actually been dreading this day because I had told everybody, you know, if you don't feel comfortable coming, if you don't feel safe, and remember, we're smoking, you know, we're passing joints down there, so it's, you know, there is some concern with that, with COVID. The thing is that, you know, men have been earning, think even back to the caveman days, you know, men had to go out and they had to hunt for food.
Right.
You know, well, if they were afraid to hunt because they might die, and that was not unrealistic because they were hunting things that are bigger than we are.
Yeah, for sure.
With little technology, well, sometimes they died.
Yep.
And if the other ones were afraid to go out hunting after that, then they died too.
Yeah.
Being a coward is a death sentence.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about 420 today, obviously, because of the day that it is. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll take your calls and your thoughts today as well. I brought in an article today from the garrisoncenter.org, and the title of the article is, it's an opinion piece, the title is, "By the time we notice we're hungry, it may be too late," and we'll talk a little bit more about this topic as well. The article is basically a opinion piece on the fallout of, well, what's going on with workers not being able to get into the U.S. to pick the upcoming crops, because they've stopped issuing work visas and, you know, they put a whole bunch of other hurdles in place that aren't normally there in a given year as they claim a result of the COVID-19 thing. So, you know, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. I've got a few other articles I queued up as well. A Michigan judge authorizes arresting people merely on suspicion of having COVID-19.
They're arresting people for, well, I mean, considering that they've been putting drug addicts in prison for 100 years now, it's not surprising that they'll imprison somebody for being sick.
And speaking of which, another article I brought in that we can also discuss is a woman has been charged for organizing a protest against the COVID-19 stay-at-home orders.
Well, I was there today, Sununu. If you want to come and charge me, come and get me. Mullen Labe, brother.
That was out of New Jersey, where the woman was arrested for that. And then, of course, you know, it wouldn't be Free Talk Live if we didn't mention the stupidity of Facebook. And apparently Zuckerberg has said that some stay-at-home protests organized on Facebook could qualify as, quote, harmful misinformation, unquote.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine where that one goes, and we can talk more about that as well.
I've already started coding on the replacement. Nobody can save us now.
Nobody indeed can save us. That is hilarious. So you did the 420 thing today out in Concord, and you say that the turnout wasn't spectacular, but there were some people that...
Yeah, there were some people there, and I went, you know, I said I was going to be there, and so, you know, come plague or rain, snow, or dark of night, I'm going to be there, because nobody tells the truth, you know, and I've been saying for 10 years, until they end the war on drugs, I will be out there every single year at 420. But I've got an idea how to make up for a lame 420 rally this year, which is, I think what I might do is have a music festival on the governor's lawn next year on 420, invite a Grateful Dead cover band, and set up whether he likes it or not, because we have a right to creatively petition the government for redress of our grievances. Occupy had a really interesting idea tactically, but what they didn't have is any coherent program for what to do, so they fizzled, and of course, they also didn't have any guns, so the cops brutalized them as long as they stayed. Completely counterproductive. But we can do the same thing without violating anybody's rights and actually solve the problem, and we actually have armed members, so they can't show up and brutalize us, or we'll brutalize them right back. You know, the Second Amendment means you have a right to shoot back at your oppressors.
I got to say, it was really nice on Saturday when we attended the other rally, the, you know, let New Hampshire reopen style rally. It was refreshing to me to see so many people open carrying.
Yeah.
So many people open carrying, and not just one, multiple
guns. And AR-15s, too. A lot of AR-15s. And that's what you need, because, you know, nobody needs weapons of war. Well, you certainly need weapons of war if your government is at war with you.
Absolutely.
I'm a pot smoker. The government is at war with me. You know, they are sworn to take my life or ruin my life. They've already thrown me in jail for a year and a half.
Yeah.
The difference between the government and me is I've never harmed anybody. They murder people every single day. These are people who drop bombs on children.
Continually.
And make no bones about it. They admit to it. They should be shunned. They should be guillotined.
It's amazing to me that most folks are of the opinion that government protects your rights, and if that were true, then why would we always have to fight government to keep them?
Well, the thing is, that's its claim. If you read the Declaration of Independence, it lasts exactly one reason for forming a government. It is to secure these rights that governments are instituted amongst men. Now, this government not only failed from its inception because it refused to recognize that black people and white people had equal rights, you know, and so it let slavery happen, of all things. I mean, tactically, I understood it. They couldn't have defeated the British and defeated the Southerners at the same time, and the Southerners were going to have slavery.
Right, but come morally,
hell or high water.
Morally, it was heinous.
It is heinous. I mean, if something can be destroyed by the truth, it needs to be destroyed.
Yeah.
That's why nobody tells the truth.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I think need destroyed.
Well, and speaking of that, I feel about statism the same way that most folks feel about slavery, right? That it should be abolished. It's antique.
Well,
it's heinous in and of itself.
Being a taxpayer is being a part-time slave who has the privilege of picking his own job. But when the results of your work are extracted from you, you know, that is exactly slavery.
Yeah. If taking 100% of your life's effort is overt slavery, then at what percentage is it no longer
overt
slavery?
Wasn't the word you were looking for there, but yeah, it's absolute slavery. So what we need to do is leave the system. Okay? Yep. Completely disassociate ourselves from it. And the way you do it is you stop accepting dollars. I've just recently had a vision, so And I haven't completely come out about what it is.
Yeah.
But basically, I did some DMT. I had a vision, and I know how to fix the world.
All right. Well, you know, we can talk a little bit more about that, or you can keep it under wraps. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, is our toll-free number. If you would like to join us on the air, tell us your thoughts about freedom and the United States as it is today. More coming up. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Not shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nobody. And there's no third guy.
Yeah, well, not yet. We're expecting. We also have another guest in the studio for those of you watching through our video channels at Twitch and DLive. You'll see a very nice person wandering around doing some shooting some extra footage. And we'll tell you more about that as the evening goes on. But first, I wanted to tell you about Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com.
And if you're a member of the Church of the Invisible Hand, remember that the dollar is haram. Yeet that stuff.
He says yeet.
I say yeet. Yeet the dollar. It doesn't quite rhyme. I need to come up with a better slogan. But so basically, the kind of the vision I saw, or the vision that I had, mm-hmm. was that I needed to stop accepting dollars for things.
Okay.
And I needed to stop paying people in dollars. So basically, I have to have dollars now, but my policy is going to be anytime I get dollars, I will get rid of them any way I can
right.
for something of value. So bring me silver, bring me gold, bring me Bitcoin, bring me whatever you want to bring. And that, if everybody did that, that would grind the warfare state to a halt.
Yeah. Agreed.
You know, it's the most important single thing. The other thing is, if it catches on and a lot of people start eating the dollar, mm-hmm. then it's going to cause a massive inflation.
Yeah.
Okay. Usually inflation happens when on the supply side when they print money, but this would be demand side inflation where I say, well, if I don't want to hold it, I won't give you anything for your dollars. And without dollars, the only way the government can control you is to shoot at you.
Yeah. I know, to your point, I know that I have casually checked out of the dollar. I won't say as mm-hmm. much as possible because I don't ride the line, but I mean, I have certainly diversified, mm-hmm. right? I hold, you know, some, you know, gold backs and, you know, things like that, some precious metal type things. Mm-hmm. I have several different varieties of cryptocurrency, of course. And being here in New Hampshire, you know, the crypto mm-hmm. capital of the United States anyway, it's a bit easier to transact on a day-to-day basis with cryptocurrency thanks to, you know, AnyPay and all the work that's been done here. So I've increased it a little bit more, but certainly checking out of the U.S. dollar, which mm-hmm. is about as fake money as you can get. Yeah. Has it been backed by anything for 100 or so years?
It hasn't been dropped. It was technically backed until Nixon closed the gold window in 1973 or something. But even then, it was backed at a rate of, I think, 47 cents or $47 an ounce of gold, which was absurd.
Right.
And so they would sell it to foreign central banks, but they wouldn't sell it to humans. It was a privilege, not a right, to trade in gold. And it was an insane system. The Federal Reserve caused the Great Depression 15 years after it was incepted. It
yeah.
is probably the most destructive single organization on Earth, and most people have no idea why.
Yeah, and for our listeners that don't know, the U.S. dollar used to be a receipt, if you will. Mm-hmm. It was a piece of paper that you could bring into a bank, and on that paper it said, you know, redeemable for X amount of silver or X amount of gold or whatever the precious metal was, and you could just take that slip of paper, and then they would hand you the equivalent of that amount of that precious metal when you would go in. And that, of course, you know, nobody listening to this radio show today is old enough to, you know, have experienced that, but that's how this type of currency came about.
Well, the thing that impressed me, because I never really thought about gold or commodity money until I one of the things that I read in economics is that in the whole in the Roman Empire, we're talking BC days,
right?
1 ounce. If you walked into a tailor shop with 1 ounce, he would give you a fine toga,
yep,
a leather belt, and a nice pair of sandals.
Yep.
Today, if you walk into a tailor shop,
the men's
with
warehouse,
the proceeds from selling 1 ounce of gold, which is about $1,600,
right,
he'll give you one suit, a leather belt, and a nice pair of shoes.
Real nice pair
and
of shoes.
And I've gotten all of those things significantly cheaper than... So gold has increased in value over time.
Right.
Meanwhile, the dollar has lost 96% of its value as measured against the price of gold since 1913 when the Federal Reserve was created.
Yep.
So those are opposite track records.
And,
you know?
And the value of the U.S. dollar keeps going down because the Federal Reserve and by proxy the United States government keep printing more money, thus inflating the supply that exists, and eventually that means that for, you know, every new dollar that they print and that they create out of thin air, both the Federal Reserve and the banking cartel, you know, floods the economy with more dollars and makes each dollar worth less and less and less. So even those folks that are able to save some dollars, they don't realize their entire value. In fact, if you sit on the dollars, they become worth less and less over time.
And that's why they do it that way, because rich people and poor people have different priorities with their money. Poor people operate on a much shorter time frame. Okay? So for them, it's much better to put money in the bank and earn interest. People with a longer time frame can buy stock,
right,
but that's inconvenient. And it costs money. There's fees. And you need permission from the government to invest in certain things. They literally hold some privileged investment positions. You're only allowed to invest in these things if you're already rich. Startup companies are like that. So they very carefully control who has access to this so-called free market, which is not a free market. It's anything but.
Yep, completely agreed. And I recommend to anybody listening to, if you can't, you know, if you can't get out of the dollar entirely, that's fine. You know, I understand some bills and, you know, that kind of thing require United States dollars, but begin investigating checking out of the U.S. dollar and checking into other things, because it's only going to benefit you in the long run. You take the value that you create today and you put it into something that's going to retain that value, and you're going to be better off as the years go by. There's no doubt about that.
And I guess I'm just going to slip in the end notes. If you're a computer programmer or an expert on economics and you're interested in getting involved in a ground-level cryptocurrency opportunity, get in touch with me offline.
855-450-FREE. We'll take your calls and your thoughts and more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is amending the Senate schedule to set up a Tuesday meeting. The Tuesday meeting will give the chamber a chance to pass a deal on the interim coronavirus relief bill and provide more money for small business loans in the popular Paycheck Protection Program. Democrats have been holding up the bill, and according to House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy,
We had a small business program working. She's now held up the money. There's 700,000 small business applications in right now trying to keep their doors open. Last week we watched 5 million people, new numbers for unemployment. How many more millions of Pelosi's layoffs will we have to endure before she'll put people before politics?
President Trump holding his daily coronavirus task force briefing, and at the closing bell, the Dow lost 592 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. The live radio call-in show where you could call in and talk about, well, whatever you want. It's called Free Talk Live for a reason. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And tonight, I am your host, the captain, and joining us tonight is...
My name's Hillary Anderson.
Hillary Anderson, and we'll tell you more about her in just a minute. And we also have...
And this is Nobody, and welcome to the show.
All right. So if you could just bring that a little closer to your face so that folks can hear you.
Yeah. You can swing it out farther to stay out of the shot if you want to.
Yep. So do you want to tell folks who you are, why you're here, Hillary?
Well, I am a documentary maker, and I'm making a film for the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, about COVID-19 and how America's handling it. And I'm here in New Hampshire today to meet you guys, people who think the lockdown is a bad idea, and find out why and try to understand it.
Very cool. Well, we're glad you're here. Welcome. Have you been to New Hampshire before?
I have. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, many times. Yeah.
So you're familiar with the place.
I know about your license plate. Live free or die. This says a lot about you.
Indeed,
that's not the worst of evils.
So we're going to go right to your calls and your thoughts right now. We have Gene, the Christian anarchist, on our Discord line. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm calling in because I'm pretty depressed today, and I want to tell everybody why. And
I'm sorry.
I went to Home Depot, and I went to Harbor Freight, two places that I like to go to buy supplies and things. And Both of them have shelves that are getting pretty empty, which is unusual. This is not a grocery store.
Right.
And I got to thinking about where the economy is heading and the number of people who are going to be dead because of this economy. Yes, so far we've had 170K dead, supposedly, year worldwide, 42K here in the USA. Most of these people are old people like me.
Is it up to 42 now?
Yes.
Oh, wow. It's exceeded the okay, I have to stop saying it, that the flu is worse because it's now exceeded by 2,000. Yeah. But it's still, I mean, we lose 80,000 people to the flu some years, so it's not quite there yet.
And most of those people are old people like me.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm sad about is the world economy, I'm going to guess, you know, there's no way to know what this number is going to be, but I'm going to guess there's going to be 1 million children dead before the year's out because of the downturns in their respective economies. Now, how many old people like me want to save their life at the expense of 2 or 3 little children?
Right.
Now, let's put the number.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, let's put the question like that, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's saying, whining and crying about old people dying. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I've lived my life. If I die, I die. So what?
I'm 50 years old and I got a wife waiting for me.
Let the children live and let this economy get rolling again.
Yeah.
This is absolute insanity.
I'm with you on the economy bit. And in fact, one of the articles I brought in, and we'll talk about it a little later in the show, has to do with since the lockdowns have started, the migrant workers to, you know, pick the upcoming harvest aren't able to.
Isn't it ironic that they're both essential and illegal at the same time? That's kind of amazing.
Yeah. So can I ask a question?
Sure.
I'm sorry. I forgot your name, caller.
Captain. Oh, the caller is Gene.
Gene. Hi, Gene. This is Hillary. So what's your view? You said you went into Home Depot, the hardware store, and you were depressed.
Well, it's the economy.
Because
of the economy.
So do you agree with the lockdown?
Heck no. We have a doctor's office. We've currently had 6 patients test positive with coronavirus. Of those, all of them are doing fine. Nobody has been hospitalized.
What are you, a physician's assistant or something? I know you work in a medical office.
I'm the office administrator. My wife is a doctor.
Oh, okay.
And we have four nurse practitioners. So we see, on a good day, we would see up to 80 patients a day. But this last month, we've been down to like 25, 30 patients a day. It's been, it's really hit us in the bottom line.
The amazing
line as well.
Pandemic where nobody's getting sick and begging for help. How strange is that?
Well, and today, oil went negative in the first time in history.
Oh, wow.
Crude oil is upside down.
I didn't even think that was possible as an economist. I would have said that could happen.
You have to pay people to haul your crude oil away if you have an oil well right now.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to shut the little people down, they're going to shut the medium-sized people down, and the only way you'll be able to get anything is to deal with monsters like Walmart and Amazon.
Yep.
So, Gene, just a question. I mean, what are you concerned at all about the fact that, you know, you're right next door to Massachusetts where there's 38,000 infections, that there were 478 people that died in New York today of the coronavirus? What if there was no lockdown?
No, it doesn't. Put the numbers in perspective. How many millions of people live in this country? How many people are dying? Look at the numbers in a percentage, and they're very, very small when you look at them that way.
I'm about to calculate it, bro.
Well, it's not normal. Happening in New York is not normal.
It's not normal.
No, it's
abnormal
not,
things
it's
happen
not
all the time. Life is full of surprises.
It's not normal, but, all of these things that we've done probably saved X number of lives. Let's put a number on it. Let's just guess and say, because we did this, we saved 50,000 lives. Let's say we saved 100,000 lives because of what we've done. I think we're going to kill 1 million children. So does that make it worthwhile to save that many?
Okay,
what
number are you
children?
Using for deaths? I've got my calculator out.
Do you mean because of the economy, the economic problems?
Yes.
How many
the worldwide economy.
How many deaths do you think there have been so far in the United States? Your best number.
Don't have it. I'm not going to give you an inaccurate figure.
Okay. Can you give me an inaccurate figure? I'm just doing math on a radio show. Gene?
42,000.
42,000? I'll use that.
Okay. So, Gene, can you, just sort of draw the lines, not only for our guests, but also the listeners. How do you see the economic impact playing out that results in children dying?
I need glasses.
Number one, things are not, this is the thing that was shocking when I went to Home Depot and Harbor Freight. Things are not being put on the shelves. Okay, these are things, a lot of things that come out of China, manufactured out of China.
Yep.
They're not being put on the shelves because for 2 months, nothing has been produced in China. That 2 months of delay in getting product to the shelves is now hitting us. This is going to snowball. This is not something that's going to turn around in a week.
But how is it going to lead to children dying?
Because of economic depression. The people like in Africa, people in China, people in Thailand that have lost their jobs, they've lost their business, now are barely putting food on the table. You think that does not kill people?
Okay. Do you have a guess as like what percentage of Americans have died in this? I want to tell you before I do this.
I don't have a number.
Okay, no guess. Okay. Well, the answer is, if you divide 42,000 by 320 million, you get 0.00013125. Okay, so that, to make that a percentage, you multiply it by 100, and you get it is 0.1% of a percent. Okay, so basically that's one out of every 10,000 people, not even one out of 100. So,
and for that, we destroyed the world economy.
If you compare that to the flu epidemic of 1918, I will bet that more people died in the smallpox epidemic that was going on while the founding fathers fought the revolution.
Hey, Gene, we appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. Your insight is always appreciated. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That is our toll-free number if you'd like to weigh in. What do you think? Is the tanking of the economy going to result in children dying? Give us your calls and your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live. We'll have that and more coming up.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live, the live on-air call-in radio show where you can talk about, well, whatever you want to talk about.
Even the joys of long division.
Phones are open, and you know, just because we start on a topic or migrate to a topic doesn't mean that's what you have to talk about. You're welcome to call in about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE.
You know, the things the numbers tell us about the world are fascinating. For example, people always complain about CEO pay, okay?
Right.
If you look up what Walmart makes, I can't do the numbers off the top of my head, but I think it's something like they've got 2.7 million employees, and they make something like he makes something like $14 million a year. So if you divided up his entire payment between his entire staff, they'd each get $10 more a year. But then there would be nobody to run the company because he's not going to work for free.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I talked a bit on Saturday about how I don't understand where people get the idea that profit equals bad.
It's because they learned from commie school teachers who worked for the government.
But I mean, I know just from being an individual and having been on the planet Earth for, you know, going to be 48 years in a minute, that profit is the natural outcome of a mutually beneficial exchange.
Exactly.
For both parties.
Profit is the difference in value between what you created and what you destroyed in the process of creating it.
Yeah.
That's all profit is. Everybody is seeking to make profit. If I take flour and make bread, it's because in my subjective value scale, bread is more valuable than flour right now.
Right.
I won't do it if I need the flour for something else next week.
Right. And value isn't just a human construct.
No.
It may be.
Animals need a value system to survive.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the currency may be relegated to primates, but currency does exist in primates. Mm-hmm. You'll see oftentimes there's documentary films about, you know, gorillas and orangutans and other primates and that kind of a thing. And they will actually use things like stones to exchange value with or communicate value to each other.
Of course, the first thing they start doing is prostituting.
That's exactly what happens.
Which is fine with me. You know, as a widower, you know, the world needs more prostitutes.
I can't really argue that one with you, nobody. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Larry calling from Indianapolis. He's listening on, looks like ANPH, is that right?
On the phone, but anyway.
Oh, you're on the phone. Oh, yeah, of course
I agree with that last point you made. Let me explain how this charade is going to murder a whole generation of our children.
Okay.
Here's what they've done. They've interrupted the school process in all the states, right?
Yep.
Okay, I think that's a good thing.
Okay, but no, you can't say that because that represents stability to so many children who are used to having that stable influence, used to going there, interacting, and maybe learning a little something and getting them out of their home. I was out on a service call today, right?
Well,
I came across a community that was these families, these black families were staying in a row of abandoned houses, right? Mm-hmm. The kids were running around. Maybe the parents had a job before this hit, but now their kids are stuck in a home, and all they're offering is you can get a computer and listen in and learn your lessons over the computer. So what that's doing is that's destroying the kids because they're going to sit around the house. The older ones are going to watch porn all day, and because they're going to leave that on.
Should
they're
learn
going
to code.
Have it. Okay, how's that now?
Learn to code. Get on the internet and learn to code. I'm going to be on the internet teaching it starting
tomorrow. They're going to learn nothing but porn. And whatever
well,
else,
if they're incapable of learning anything but porn, they should get out of the gene pool. But many of them are capable of a lot of things. But the thing is, as long as people wait for the government to help them, they are going to have a long, disappointing wait, which is probably going to end in getting shot by the government they trusted.
So hang on a minute, nobody. Larry, can you fast forward to the part where it results in children dying, because I want you to get
here's
to that
how they die. Here in Indianapolis right now, we have the Children's Bureau, right?
Yeah.
I went down there the other day. It's like a big gymnasium with kids standing all around because the foster care system is not working right now. These teenagers and kids are being displaced, sent to the street. They're downtown prostituting. They're doing everything they see in the pornography skits, and that's what they want them to do. So,
well, I'll tell you what, instead of prostituting, they should make pornography because that's legal. Just film it and get the guy to film, and then it's perfectly legal.
And they'll put them in jail for that. But
no, they can't put them in jail for that. First,
if they're teenagers, they can.
Oh, if they're teenagers, they can.
Yeah, you're taking a viewpoint that you can do without a government, which we are the government. And you can't get away with
okay.
it. You
we're not,
get away.
We're
I don't
not
care
the
what
government. The government is a gang of thieves who robs us blind. And
all
let me tell you what Nietzsche said about that. Friedrich
Nietzsche
said
Nietzsche
government
is
the coldest.
He's a German philosopher, a cocaine addict. So listen, I know all about Nietzsche and all of those.
Which does
people.
Not mean he was
they
wrong.
Were nothing but opium addicts and cocaine addicts. That's
you can be crazy and wrong at the same time. I ought to know.
Yeah,
or you can
I'm
be crazy
about
and
in
right.
The here now.
All right.
In the here now, you can't overlook the fact that our kids have had their stability interrupted, their parents have had their stability interrupted, and what is happening is most of the people who are in charge are doing nothing but trying to benefit.
Well, why are you
all
surprised? The government is exclusively populated with psychotic monsters. Of course they're not helping anybody. They drop bombs on, look it up, they drop bombs on villages full of children on a regular basis, and they admit it, and we still let them do these things.
Well, that's just
the government is the coldest worst of all cold monsters. Coldly it lies, and this lie drops from its lips. Government and the people. Everything that government says is a lie, and everything that they have is stolen. And if you're waiting for them to come and help you, you're going to be waiting a long time.
All right, go ahead, Ray. Final word.
Last thing. Now, when I heard some person talk like that, it's just an excuse because you're living here in America. You're benefiting off of America. Your parents done the same thing. You don't want to say that you can do anything to change the system. You're just living in system.
I actually do know how to change the system.
You're disowning. And you stay here and you're benefiting off the infrastructure. You're benefiting off the airways that's going on.
Did you know that the government is at war with me?
We are the government. We are the government.
Well, you're at war with me. I want you to end the war against me now.
We are the government.
All right.
Stop making war on me.
He's not thinking. He's just saying we are the government over and over again.
I realize that your public school teachers told you that. They indoctrinated you because they wanted to make you a slave.
I haven't been able to say this in quite some time on the air, but, trying to infiltrate the system and change it from the inside is akin to joining the mafia and trying to turn it into a charity organization.
Yeah. Nothing you learned from the system will help you overthrow it except how bad it is.
Right. And also, the argument that, you're benefiting from the system just by existing on, this plot of land is bogus because I never consented to any of it.
That's right.
You know what I'd benefit from? Somebody throwing $1.5 million at me because I spent a year and a half in jail when I shouldn't have.
Yeah, I could see that.
I'd benefit from that a lot more than I'd benefit from having a government. Or if somebody just didn't do it again.
Right. Well, it's been an interesting few weeks. And back to the point of what's going to happen and how do people die. Well, this article that I brought in about by the time we notice we're hungry, it may be too late, points to a potential oncoming food shortage that may occur as a result of everything being shut down, as the government claims, for the crisis of the coronavirus.
And you think about that, think that farmers are also destroying food at the same time because the government won't let them sell it.
Yeah, and that is a horrible juxtaposition that classically illustrates the idiocy of government, where you've got a shortage on one hand and a surplus on the other hand, and
you can't fix it.
You're getting it from both ends.
That's what the economy does, but the government doesn't know that.
I don't know if they don't know, but it's certainly a time of turmoil.
They don't care.
Yeah. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-3733. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the matter.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.